Hi, my name's Alex Donaldson, and I'll be conducting this interview today on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 12th of August 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
It's Kevin Davis, age 38, and I'm from a little village called Brookwood in Woking in Surrey.
And how are you doing today, Kevin?
A little bit nervous, getting there slowly. Definitely apprehensive, but at the same time, I'm really looking forward to it. It's a great opportunity.
So how did you initially hear about the project?
I'm fairly certain I remember just reading about it on the BBC News website. And so that would have been, I don't know, February or March time, and applying on the day of release. So the day that entries were being taken, I applied straight away. I distinctly remember seeing the number of applicants by then was still in the low 2000s when I sent in my email address.
Yeah. And what was it that actually inspired you to put yourself forward?
That's a tough one. I don't really know, because I am fiercely private individual, like to keep myself to myself, and I don't naturally show off or be seen, you know. I hide away, and I so it's completely unnatural for me to apply for something like this, and I guess it's really because it's trying to push boundaries and trying to, you know, face, probably a cliche, but face up to my fears and things, you know. And standing in a public place, being watched by people is actually really scary.
When you say you're fiercely private, is a reason for that?
I just don't like attention. Don't want to be. I'd go out of my way to avoid press or anything. You know, I just don't. I just want to be me, quiet me, in the background, out of the way. Let other people stand up and you know, be outgoing and stuff.
And do you see today as a kind of hurdle to try and get yourself over?
Definitely. I mean, this is I will definitely find this really hard. I mean, the whole run up to it has been, am I doing the right thing? Should I be doing this? You know, I'm gonna no longer hide away type thing. Having said all that, what I've concluded is that I couldn't stand up on that plinth as me, Kevin Davis. I just couldn't do it, and I've wrestled with ideas for what to do on the plinth. And fortunately for me, I'm a assistant explorer leader in the scout movement, and I'm fairly certain I can hide behind scouting, and so it's not really, it won't feel like me up there. I think, I'm not sure, I'll know when I come back down again.
Okay. So can I ask exactly what you're planning on doing with your hour?
Essentially I'm going to do scouty type things. The plan is to raise a flag, and then it's the glorious 12th today. It's grouse, and I plan on using some little cub. I used to be in the cub section, used to be a leader in the cub section, and so I'm going to have a crack at bagging a couple of grouse off of the plinth with a catapult and ping pong balls and little sort of paper rocket type things. I'm fairly certain that by the end of it I'll hit two or three grouse as they fly across the square. Or will I only actually ever see pigeons? I think it might only be pigeons I'll see, but in my mind there'd be grouse. But hopefully I won't hit anything.
And is that something you've been thinking about for a while?
Well, we've done the Rockets with the Cubs for years, eight to 10 year olds, and they're just great fun. You know, these little rockets fly quite a way, and as soon as I knew I was coming up here and I decided I was going to do something scouting related, I thought there's nothing better to do than paper rockets. They're great fun, kids love them, they fly well. I actually really love firing them off. It's usually a fight with the Cubs to actually do it, so you know it's going to be good.
And you're dressed in scout uniform?
Yes, I'm in my uniform. I've got my my scarf on for my my unit. I'm in the Maverick Explorer unit in Woking District. I have our colours on. Yeah, so it's all full uniform except the shoes. Well, and the shorts. But.
And can I ask you a little bit about scouts? When you joined, how long you've been there for?
I started in Scouts for the same reason that virtually most, or well, most leaders do, which is the pack or troop or whatever is going to close down because of a lack of volunteers. My son was in Cubs at the time, this is 5 years ago, and he came home saying the pack's going to close unless someone stands up. I stood up. I'm naturally, I'd never been camping before in my entire life. You know, if you're going, shouldn't spend time in fields, you should be in hotels. But, you know, I thought, well, I've never done this sort of stuff. Maybe I should have a go at it. You know, I'm sort of early 30s and going to have a go at it at some point. So, you know, I stood up and went for it. And it's opened up so many doors for me, things I've done that I never thought I'd ever get a chance to do. My organisational skills have got better. I've done a couple of international events where I've taken Cubs and Scouts to Disneyland in Paris, and a couple of years ago, for Remembrance weekend, we took I organised this event with one of the Scout leaders. We took 42 people to Ypres in Belgium for the Remembrance services. And our unit district laid a wreath at the Menin Gate on the Saturday night, last post, and on the Sunday we paraded through Ypres with all the veterans and all the other units in our uniform and took part in the poppy parade. Kind of gives you, it's given me opportunities that I'd never have had the chance of doing. Things that you, as an adult, you're never going to get a chance to do. Like in June, there was 35, 36 of us Cubs, and we slept on HMS Belfast in the Thames overnight. Awesome fun, you know. I just mesmerised sleeping in 1950s bunks. You know, it's just great fun. It's awesome for them, and it's an opportunity for them that they wouldn't otherwise get. A couple of weeks after that, number of Scouts, we bivouacked under Concord at Brooklands Museum. Bivouacked.
Yeah.
Okay, we used our surrounding as cover. So instead of using tents, we used the delta wings of Concord as our cover. So we just rolled out our roll mats and sleeping bags and just slept underneath the wings of Concord. Absolutely awesome. You know, now on that trip there was 10 Scouts, 6 supposed adults, but 5 of us are actually big kids, and it was just great fun. No one else gets a chance to do that. You know, who gets a chance? And this was in the space of a 3-week period. I'd slept on HMS Belfast and then slept underneath Concord at Brooklands Museum. People don't get these opportunities, and as a Scouter I have, and rightly I've had to organise most of it myself, but it's great fun, and the rest of Scouters are great people as well. You know, we camps are good. You know, eat well, drink very well, and it's just, you know, it's just great fun. Absolutely love it.
And are you doing it for the children, or are you doing it for yourself, or a little bit of both?
What you mean, this project?
No, sorry.
Just scouting.
You're scouting. Yeah.
Well, I started off doing it for my children. My son was in Cubs, and obviously perhaps can close. Once it dawned on me what you could do, I sort of thought, well, there's actually a lot of the stuff I want to do myself. It's like sleeping under Concorde. To be honest with you, me and the scout leader, he works for the air traffic control people, so he's a fan of aircraft, and I was quite a fan of Concorde, and so we actually wanted to do it, and the only way we could justify doing it was to take the scouts with us. So it's a mixture of doing things for the scouts and the Cubs and all the other young people that get involved, and at the same time it's stuff that we want to do as well. So it's good fun. Opportunity, you just don't get many of these opportunities.
Great. Just to go back to the plinth, what are your hopes, fears, expectations for your hour?
Well, I'm hoping it doesn't rain for starters, but that's not a big issue. I've got a tent, so I can hide away if it gets really bad. I guess my biggest fear is being on public display. I'm not particularly great with heights, but I did jump out of an aeroplane 3 years ago, and I do plan on doing that with some Explorer Scouts next year. So I've overcome the heights. I think really it's the it's just being nerve-wracking, and you're standing up there, not particularly over keen on making a complete fool of myself if something goes badly wrong, but cool, it'd be fun anyway. Whichever way you look at it, it's going to be fun. So if something goes wrong, I'm prepared, I guess. Should be prepared. So I'll come up with something else to do, We'll get there.
You're a scout.
I'm a scout.
So, what are you actually taking up with you?
I'm taking up a small tent. I'm taking up the components to make a flag, flagpole and flag. At scout meetings, you always have a flag break and put the flag up and bring it down again at the end of the end of the meeting. And then I'm taking up bamboo canes to make a catapult. So I can fire ping pong balls off of the plinth, which isn't particularly powerful actually, but hopefully they'll get past the safety net. And then I'm going to make a paper rocket up there and fire that off with a special launcher and lemonade bottles. But they take quite a few minutes to make, so I thought I'll just make one and then I'll cheat with the rest. So I bought a dozen others which are in a, and I'll just launch them off for a bit of fun. Hopefully people will enjoy it. So I know I'll enjoy firing them off, and seeing how far they go and trying to hit Nelson. Yeah, they won't reach Nelson. Hopefully they won't land in the fountains. So, but it will just be, I desperately hope it will be fun and people will enjoy it.
And have you brought anybody with you today?
Yes, I have my wife is with me, and both my children, Ishbel and Harrison, and my nephew, he's a cub currently, and I believe a number of other adult leaders and explorers are likely to turn up, but I haven't seen them yet. I'm sure they'll be there heckling when I get up there, and the worst thing that could happen is some of my ex-colleagues might turn up who I accidentally sent an email to saying I was going up there. So there could be a bit of bad heckling on that one. I guess it's one of those that asked the question, is there a weight limit on the plinth? Don't know why he asked that question. I was almost offended.
That's hilarious.
So, yeah. So hopefully they won't turn up, otherwise they will give me a load of grief, I'm sure, especially considering I'm wearing a pair of shorts.
Oh, God. And ultimately, what kind of experience are you wanting to have today?
Do you know, I really don't know. I guess I hope I'll come down absolutely buzzing and absolutely, elated and wanting to go up again. Type thing and do something else. I know I can't, but it would be, if I came down thinking that I'd love to do that again, then it's probably met all of my expectations and more.
And I've just realised, you're not obviously not a professional scout. What do you do for a living?
Ah, right. I'm an IT consultant.
Okay.
So I know lots about noughts and ones, but not much else.
Great. And how long have you been doing that for?
20-odd years.
Okay. And you're happy kind of...
Yeah, if I could be a professional full-time scouter and get paid for it, that would be great. But it's a volunteer role. So every now and again, I have to actually go and do some proper work and get paid for it. But yeah, I'm an IT consultant. So, I know a few things about computers and, why they work. And.
Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I guess really it's just thank you for everyone that's motivated to create this project and allow it to happen, because obviously the authorities can be hard work these days, especially health and safety and all that rubbish. Clearly there's a big thanks to Anthony. I never met him. It's thank you for the opportunity. I hope I make the most of it and that other people and myself end up proud of what I achieve up there.
Great. Well, thank you so much.